Hey y'all, it's Stephanie with Root to Seed. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the differences between hybrids and heirlooms. We'll talk about the pros and cons of each and what either of these might have to do with GMOs. But first, I want to tell you the news. Since our last episode, we've inaugurated a new administration into the White House, and we have already rejoined the Paris Agreement. This is a good start towards what the Earth needs from us to survive. In addition, we introduced a BCOM organic blend that has rose petals, skullcap, lavender, passion flower, and lemon balm. It's $6 for a 6-ounce pouch of loose leaf tea. As always, all ingredients were grown in Root to Seed gardens or were obtained by vetted local organic farms. You can easily order these in the shop at www.root2seedonline.com. We also took some time since our last episode to rehouse our compost worms, essentially separating the worms from their castings, and soon we'll be making compost tea. The castings and the tea are great for the garden. In a future episode, we'll talk more about worm composting. We also started some of our seedlings a little early and planted a variety of herbs in hopes to create something special for Mother's Day. We'll return in 1 second to discuss hybrids. Okay, let's begin first with hybrid plants and seeds. These are the most common, especially if you're shopping for seeds or plants in a big box store or in most nurseries. Hybrid plants are the outcome of a controlled breeding process developed through a series of crosses where the parent plants provide the offspring with desirable traits. The pros of newer hybrids is that there has been a focus on disease resistance. The plants usually have fewer diseases and therefore need less pest control. Hybrids also benefit from what is called hybrid vigor. This means that the plants demonstrate stronger, more vital growth, higher yields, and even higher survival rates at the seedling stage. One con of hybrids is that you can't save the seeds. We'll talk about seed saving more in a later episode. Because of the heavy processing of hybrids, saving the seeds would not result in the stronger disease-resistant plants. Instead, it would be a mix of genes from parents, grandparents, and other past generations, so you never know what you'll really end up with. A common misconception of hybrids is that some believe they are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs for short. This, thankfully, just isn't true. Hybrids are technically modified, but they are not developed from many generations of natural breeding that is conducted by human hands. In addition, GMO seeds or plants are not available for public sale. GMOs are created through the direct genetic modification in a lab, usually using DNA insertion or deletion. And right now, only commodity crops, those are crops which are agricultural products that can be bought or sold, such as corn, soy, and cotton, are available as GMOs. We'll be back in a few seconds to talk about heirlooms. In order to talk about heirlooms, you must first know what an open pollinator is. Essentially, an open pollinator variety has genetics that are stable enough that there's no need for a specific parent plant. This would be the seeds produced from either self-pollination, like beans or tomatoes, or cross-pollination with the same variety in order to produce the same variety. You would see this a lot in apple trees and things like that. Heirlooms are open pollination varieties that have developed outside of the commercial plant trade and have a historical or cultural significance. Some will call it a backstory. There's no definitive definition, however, for heirlooms due to the fact that the age is also a consideration as a determining factor in the heirloom label. The target age is usually 50 years, and the seeds usually have been passed from generation to generation and often have a local or some kind of significance within a family. These seeds can be found in smaller seed companies who exclusively sell heirloom seeds. We like Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds and Botanical Interests for our seeds. You can find them on our favorites page at www.roottoseedonline.com. We also do our own seed saving. I've noticed over the past few years that even the large commercial seed companies are following suit with stocking heirlooms. These, however, can be expensive, so it might be beneficial to you to look up the seed saving groups in your area. These are usually free, or for trade or for a potluck item. It's sort of like a book club, but for seeds. Also, remember that we'll be selling our own seeds soon, so be on the lookout for that announcement. One more quick break before our final thoughts. At Root to Seed, our preference is heirloom varieties for quite a few reasons. First, we truly think they taste better, both fresh from the plant and jarred and eaten months later. Delicious. It's like eating it right from the sunshine. Heirlooms are always unique, and while hybrid tomatoes will give you perfectly red round tomatoes, heirloom varieties are unique in that you really never know what you're going to get, where those colors are, where those different shapes will come from. You have some idea, but really it's like a work of art almost. This is part of their charm though, and I'm sure you've noticed that heirloom varieties of fresh produce cost more. That's because they're grown on a small scale, essentially grown with love. Also, while heirlooms may be more susceptible to insects or diseases, we use companion planting to reduce this, and there are other methods that can be used to reduce the likelihood of insect damage or diseases. In addition, it makes seed saving and sharing so much easier. It feels great to find a long-lost variety. Each year at the Root to Seed Gardens, we have a mystery crop, which is a crop that we've never grown before and that we want to experiment with. Last year it was acorn squash, and it went so well we still have some in the root cellar. This year we're doing meat squash. It's an antique variety from France, a flat, wide, gray-skinned, meaty but sweet squash. We're really excited to see how it goes. We also do use some hybrids, and I'm not against hybrids by any means. For example, celery has been a tough one for us using heirloom varieties, so we use hybrids when we want to grow that. Ultimately, whether you choose hybrids or heirlooms or a mix of both is completely up to you. We will have both varieties of seeds for sale very soon. Next week, we'll be talking about starting seeds indoors, so please submit any of your questions you might have about this. And until then, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, and join our community.